It's the second hour of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg School Board meeting.
The question for the board is, then, are we going to, with this vote, change our pupil assignment plan?
By this time in the evening, it's not unusual to find observers yawning. But one group finds the proceedings fascinating. They're Latinos, who in many cases are attending a public hearing for the first time. It's all part of Civics 101, a course designed by the League of Women Voters to teach the basics of government to residents. Just before the board meeting began, students gathered in a nearby classroom to review in English and Spanish how the school system works.
So tonight on the dais,
so hoy, esta noche,
you will see the superintendent.
Usted va a ver el superintendente.
But many of the Latino students seemed less interested in how the school system operates and more amazed that they can have a say in how it operates. Maria Summers is originally from the Dominican Republic.
By taking this class, the Civics 101, we've been empowered, really, to know that we have a voice and that if we have concerns and issues, that we can address those issues. And it's very interesting to know that here the government of Charlotte allows us to participate, and you can even speak.
Many Americans would take this information for granted, but Ms. Summers doesn't, even though she's lived in the United States for 23 years. She says many Latin Americans distrust their governments, so it's not surprising some know little about the U.S. system.
Yes, Americans should be very, very glad and proud that the way this country is run, because in Latin countries it's not usually like that. You know, you just don't have the right to go in and sit in the city council and listen to the issues.
In an earlier class, students watched the city council change a vote because of protests from citizens. Charlotte resident and native Nicaraguan, Maudia Melendez, the driving force behind Civics 101 in Spanish, says many of the students had never seen anything like it.
For the group, the Hispanic group that came to see this, to be there actually, because they never been in that chamber, they don't know how to get there. It was something big. It was something that, oh my goodness, I didn't know that you could do this in America. And I say, yes, you do this in America.
In the last 10 years, Mecklenburg County has seen its Hispanic population jump 500% to about 45,000. But so far, the community hasn't been able to translate those numbers into much of a political voice. Ms. Melendez says she hopes the course will help increase the Hispanic community's political involvement.
I wanted them to learn exactly how the government operates, how they can be more involved, more active in order to be good citizens and in order to educate the community. I believe that education is power.
Local officials support the League's latest education effort. Mary Hopper, who chairs Charlotte's Planning Commission, even taught one of the classes. She says peeling away that suspicion and mistrust benefits the entire community in the long run.
Clearly, Latinos are coming to Charlotte-Mecklenburg. Clearly they're coming to the United States, and clearly there is a role for them to play here. So the more we can interpret how the system works, then the less of a mystery it will be and the more they will know how it works so it can work for them as well.
40 Latinos registered for the first Spanish Civics 101. Maudia Melendez says she's hoping through word of mouth next year's course will be bigger and will help foster a community of Latino leaders. For Coast to Coast, I'm Amy Quinton in Charlotte, North Carolina.